Hi, this is Charlotte Kennedy. It's August the 29th. It's the 26th day of Dog Days of Podcasting and my 13th. So today was the first day of school. Wasn't sure how it would go since I didn't have an exact designated spot or classroom or anything. I ended up hanging out with the new science teacher in 8th grade. She was technically not approved yet, so she couldn't be alone with the kids, so I stayed. And it was her first day, too. She had nothing. So I stayed with her and helped her get things going and kind of maintain through the day. And I got to tell you, first impressions, I'm thinking they're going to eat her up. But by the end of the day, I was very impressed with her. She's probably late 50s, if I'm guessing. Just did not seem like somebody that the kids would go for. And I was actually a little worried about them making fun of her. But something about the way she was very calm. She constantly gave them affirmation for what they were doing. She was telling them she was proud of them, and in this nice, calm voice that never raised. And she would almost when one of them did something like twist a chair the wrong way just to try to be funny or something, she's like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I forgot to tell you." And the way she said it, they couldn't even get mad. They just went back and fixed what they had done. So I was very impressed. I hope that keeps up and it's a good year for her and the kids. I'll probably go back in there with her tomorrow and help her get stuff set up and do things. So I'm not dreading that, which is good. So after school, had to go to the doctor, that fun stuff, blood pressure and all that good stuff. Nothing exciting happened other than that. My blood pressure was high, but go figure. Lately, I'm not surprised. And had everybody for dinner tonight. That was pretty nice. I wanted spaghetti, which is one of their favorites that I fix. And they're all asking me, they're getting to that age, they want to know, they have things I fix. How do you fix that? What's the recipe? And I tell you what, I don't really have a recipe. I just kind of get in the cabinets and cook with what I have. So I've got to figure something out to tell them with Jonathan getting married next year, and he and his future wife are like, "Well, how do you do this? How do you do this? Well, you put this in it, and then you put some of that." How much? I don't know. However much looks right. So I've got to work on that definitely for them because they seems important to them. After dinner, I've been trying to get the last of the stuff ready for Dragon Con. Ken decided at the last minute to take his wool kilt in addition to the utility kilt, so I had to go on the great hunt for the little tassel things that go on the socks. I'm not sure what they're called. I think I called them the little thingies that go on the socks. And his sporran, finally found both. That was good. His fallout was all good to go. Tried it on, made sure he had all the parts to that. My mysterious stranger, his sidekick for the fallout, I've got to iron the trench coat. I hate ironing, but it's really rumpled. And I've also got to, I stitched my steampunk skirts up in a scallop sort of to about right above my knees. So you can see the boots and everything and the stitching's coming out of that. And I don't sew. I do other things well. Sewing's not one of them. So it's a labor of love, but I've got to get those back up to where they're supposed to be and get the little flowers that steampunky flowers that go where I sew it up again. So I'm going to do that. And I'm going to do that while I'm listening to Mad at Dad, which means I need to go because it is about to come on. So I hope everyone has a good day or night whenever you're listening to this, and we'll talk tomorrow. This is Creative Commons License Attribution Share Alike version 3.0 Unported.